Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. With things changing in our world at such a rapid pace every day, Pastor Rick has prayerfully decided to bring us the second installment of his powerful series on faith, taken from the book of James. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, a lot of people are having a tough time during the COVID-19 global pandemic. These have been dark days. And I asked Kay, my wife, to deliver a special message of encouragement called Facing Darkness, Finding Hope. Call your friends and tell them to tune in to this important, encouraging message. It's going to help you out a lot.
Stay with us as we continue with our series. Right now, here's Kay Warren with today's special message.
I want to talk to you today about facing the darkness and finding hope. And I'm going to start with a true confession. I am afraid of the dark. And I mean not just a little bit afraid. I mean really, really, really afraid. The kind of afraid that makes darkness something that I avoid at all costs. Because as far as I'm concerned, bad things happen in the dark. Bad guys pop out. Robbers, kidnappers, monsters. My whole life, I've also been really nearsighted, which means that I can't see well in the dark. So everything gets distorted. But it's not just physical darkness that makes me uncomfortable. I feel almost as bad about emotional darkness as I do about physical darkness. Physical darkness distorts everything that we look at, but so does emotional darkness. And when that darkness starts to distort what we're looking at and we can't see clearly anymore, it can become kind of frightening. I will always remember a time when our son Matthew, when his depression deepened very dramatically. And as his mom, I was pretty worried. One night, I'll never forget this night, I was up late, I was feeling very anxious, frightened by the darkness that was overwhelming our lives, and I felt like I needed to distract myself. And so I decided to use a computer Bible program to search through the entire Bible for every verse that mentioned the word dark or darkness. I want you to know that within a few hours, I had compiled 20 pages of verses. I read through every book in the Bible chronologically and found verses like these that are on your outline. 2 Samuel 22:12 says he, talking about God, wrapped himself in a trench coat of black rain cloud darkness. When I read that verse, I said to God, yes, I have that feeling that sometimes that you have wrapped yourself in a trench coat of black darkness and I can't see you. And as I kept reading, I came to Job 19:8. God has blocked my path, Job said, and turned my light to darkness. And again, my own heart responded and said, God, yes, this is how I feel. This is how I feel right now in this moment. I feel like that somehow you've blocked my path and that all the light that was in my life has now turned to darkness. And then I kept reading and I came to Psalm 13:3. And this verse was the cry of my own heart. Answer me, O Lord, my God. Give me light in my darkness, lest I die. And then I kept reading, and I got to Isaiah 45, verse 3. And this verse was so startling that I gasped aloud. I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. Now, I had three instant reactions to that verse. First of all, I don't want to be in the darkness of suffering. Get me out. The second reaction I had was to question, are there really treasures in the darkness? And right on the heels of that one was this response, well, if there are, I don't want them because they probably are only found in the darkness. And let me remind you, God, I've already told you, I don't want to be in this darkness. I want out. Let me tell you the context of this verse. In Isaiah 40, it begins a section of scripture that tells of Israel's coming release from bondage to Babylon. And in chapter 45, where this verse is found, God gives a promise about a Persian king, Cyrus the Great, who would deliver Israel from their captivity. God promises to make this Persian king wealthy. God tells him, you will find buried treasure and riches that have been hidden, and you're going to become very rich. That's exactly what happened. King Cyrus finds all the treasures that the Jews had tried to bury and hide in the ground as they were taken away into captivity. The amount of gold and jewels he gained from his conquest was legendary in history. And Cyrus became the king that delivered the Jews from captivity, and he became rich at the same time. Now, I love Bible history. I love the backstories behind the principles of Scripture. And it is awesome to see how God fulfilled a promise of deliverance to his wayward people. But I have to tell you, when we're in the depths of despair, Cyrus, Babylon, and the captivity of Israel don't instantly lead to comfort. The night that I was searching the Bible for comfort for my hurting, fearful heart, Cyrus's wealth didn't make me feel any better. I needed to know what God was promising me in that moment. And what I found, and what I hope you will come to see as well, is that God is the same God then as he is now. God enriched a physical king with physical wealth so that he could fulfill God's calling. And I believe he wants to do that for us spiritually. He wants to enrich us with spiritual treasures so that we can fulfill his spiritual calling on our lives. And like Cyrus, who found treasures hidden in the darkness, we too can find treasures, hope, in the unexpected places of darkness, those places of suffering, those painful places we would very much like not to be. What does this verse tell us about finding hope when we're facing the darkness? Well, it tells us three things that I want to look at. It tells us that God has concealed riches in the darkness of suffering. I think this passage teaches us that God has the power to intervene in our darkness. And I know for sure it teaches that God will be close to us in our darkness. So God has concealed riches in the darkness of suffering. It says that in the first part of this verse. He says, I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches hidden in secret places. Evidently, he has hidden treasures in the darkness of our suffering. Now, maybe your first thought when you hear that is very similar to mine, but I don't want to be in the darkness. It's scary and I hate it. I just want out of this dark place. And maybe you too doubt that this is really so. I mean, it sounds all nice and spiritual, but is it really true? And you might also think, if there are treasures in the darkness, I'm not sure I want them because they probably only come because I'm in pain. The very first challenge to our faith here is to believe that these treasures actually exist, that they can be found, that they are available to all who seek, and that they are valuable and worth seeking. And yes, it seems clear from this verse that there really is a specific category of treasure only seen when conditions are the darkest, treasures that are not found in the lighter, happier times. So right away, we have to make a decision. And I want you to ask yourself, will I surrender myself to God in the darkness? Will I stop fighting and resisting him? He has allowed me to be in this dark place. He knows I'm here, and he's speaking to me in the darkness. Will I listen? Will I embrace this time as something he has allowed? If you do, you will begin to see the treasures, the riches hidden in the secret places of the dark suffering.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com. Over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy, regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. And thanks so very much for your support. And now back to today's lesson with Pastor Rick's wife, Kay.
Will I surrender myself to God in the darkness? Will I stop fighting and resisting Him? He has allowed me to be in this dark place. He knows I'm here, and He's speaking to me in the darkness. Will I listen? Will I embrace this time as something He has allowed? If you do, you will begin to see the treasures, the riches hidden in the secret places of the dark suffering. When I was going through treatment for breast cancer a long time ago, I kept thinking about Job 23:10, which says, "He knows the way I take, and when He has tried me, I will come forth as gold." I didn't take that verse as a guarantee of physical healing. God didn't owe me that. If it happened, it was wonderful, but I didn't see that healing was guaranteed in that verse. But what I did see was potential for producing what I would call gold in my life. If I would go through the trial in a way that was honoring to Him, that verse said to me that something of beauty could be produced. And I longed for the suffering that I was going through to give birth to something lovely, something of lasting value, something as rich as gold. 1 Peter 1:7 says, "These trials are only to test your faith, to show that it is strong and pure. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. And your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold." Gold was produced in the fire of cancer in my life. Through breast cancer, I gained a new ability to relate to people who suffer life-threatening illnesses. I stared death in the face, and I wasn't as afraid anymore. I gained a new appreciation for the brevity of life and was more committed than ever to living each day God gives me with passion and purpose. And in the grief and devastation of losing Matthew, I have gained a more intimate walk with Jesus as I have learned how to trust Him in the darkest place I have ever been. I have an increased longing for heaven, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, where He conquers death and promised eternal life for all who believe in Him, is my dearest hope. I long for the restoration of broken bodies and broken minds that will take place in heaven. And in my suffering, I have learned how to comfort people in their suffering with the comfort that God gives me. Let me give you a couple of examples from some of my friends. As they have talked about the treasures of darkness that they have been finding in this time of COVID-19 and in this time of racial injustice in our country. Several friends have told me that the isolation and the shutdown of COVID-19 was initially very upsetting and frustrating. But during these months, the forced quiet and slower pace of life has actually breathed life into their souls, that their time with God has increased, leading to a renewed and beautiful fellowship with Him, and they are actually very grateful. A friend of mine, as a mother, told me how the focus on racial injustice caused her to rethink the ways that she had not fully heard and understood the pain her son had experienced throughout his life. And this time allowed her to confess her failure to Him and to receive His kind forgiveness. It's a treasure. Someone else told me that as challenging as it has been to try to educate her children at home during this crisis, the extended time together has allowed for bonding that has made their family closer. That's a treasure. Another friend said that even though this is an excruciatingly painful time in our country, he feels less alone than he ever has before. What has often been a lonely, wearying experience of trying to explain how racism affects African Americans in our country has shifted as more and more people have a new awakening and understanding. In other words, he has found richer deeper, sweeter community. What a treasure. So ask yourself, what is the gold that God is producing in my pain? What treasure have I gained? What riches has God given to me in this time that I have not recognized or valued? This verse goes on to say that not only does he give us treasures in the darkness, riches hidden in secret places, he does it for a reason. He does it so that we would know. Well, know what? Two things. He does it so that we would know that God has the power to intervene in our darkness. Isaiah 57:15 says, "The high and lofty one who lives in eternity, the Holy One says this, I live in that high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite and humble." Psalm 147:4-5 says, "Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure." This God that we're talking about in this verse, he's huge and he's powerful, and he can intervene in our darkness in ways that only a transcendent God can do. There just is no one like our God, and he is to be praised. We ask for miracles every single day because we know he's God and we are not. Sometimes God intervenes in ways that we have begged for. Other times he does not. And he may not have intervened in the darkness that has surrounded you or your family in the ways that you desired. So what then? Well, this verse also teaches us that God will be close to us in our darkness. He is the Almighty God. He's huge, but he is also imminent, which means he is intimate. He is personal. He is our helper, our healer, our savior, our friend, the lover of our wounded souls. And so we know this small and personal and intimate God will be close to us in our darkness. He's promised he would be. He's as close as your next breath. Acts 17:27 says, "So we could seek after God and not just grope around in the dark, but actually find him. He doesn't play hide and seek with us. He's not remote. He's near." 1 Corinthians 13:12. "Now we see but a poor reflection. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." No one will fully know you on earth, but God does. He's the only one who can go down into the depths of who you are, through the layers and layers of your personality, to the core of your being. And this is the God who calls you by name. What a treasure. When we know that God has hidden riches in our suffering and darkness, that he can intervene in our darkness, and that he will be close to us in the darkness, it causes us to praise him. What we know about God leads us to worship. In Job 1:20-21, it says, "At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. And then he fell to the ground in worship. And he said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.'" Job knew, even as he had lost everything, what he knew about God caused him to fall on his face and say, "God, I don't know what's going on, but I understand you've given and you've taken away, and I praise your name." In the darkness, there are so many small things that could easily go unnoticed for us. But there are reasons to worship, even as our hearts are shredded, even as we suffer. I don't know if you've thought of this before or not, but worship itself is a treasure in the darkness. There are so many things you can praise God for, even when you are in pain, as Job did. Even in pain, we can know that he is a good and loving God. Even in our pain, we can know that he notices every detail of our lives. Even in our pain, we can know that he is in control. And even in our pain, we can know that he has a plan for our lives. You and I must choose to search for the treasures in the darkness. We must be open to the possibility that God has gold and diamonds hidden in secret places, and be ready to receive and embrace these treasures as he shows them to us. And we must choose to see him as he reveals himself as the God who has the power to intervene And whether he intervenes or not, we can know he is the intimate, personal God who will be close as we walk through the darkness. This is how we face the darkness and find hope. For anyone who's listening, who's never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want you to know that he is the light you need for your life. We truly have no hope in this world without his presence within us, without his light. Would you just pray with me right now and say, Jesus Christ, I need your light. I am walking in darkness, and I need you to be the light of not only the world, but of my heart. I come to you, and I ask that you be my Savior and my friend. I give to you my life. Thank you that you receive all who seek, that you receive all who ask. God, make us better at loving each other. Make us that true community that we spoke of, that community that chooses to suffer with each other, that takes on pain that isn't necessarily ours, but we take it on because we long to build true community with each other, that we could walk together, facing the darkness, finding hope. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's Pastor Rick's wife, Kay Warren, with today's special teaching out of the book of James. If you just prayed that prayer with Kay, Rick would love to send you some no-obligation, free materials to help you in your walk with the Lord. His email address is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Rick will be right back in a moment to close out our time today, but first, over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
No matter where you're listening to this program right now around the world, I want to thank you for your support of Daily Hope. Your prayers and your financial contributions are literally helping people all over the world learn about the hope that we have in Jesus. Did you know that in just this short time, people from over 200 countries have visited the Daily Hope website? And we have listeners all throughout the United States, India, Africa, South America, Australia, Korea, Hong Kong, Europe, all over the Middle East. In fact, right now, someone's listening to this broadcast and getting to know Jesus because of your prayer and because of your financial support. So I just wanted to say thank you. Your support means so much to me personally, and I want you to know that I take your trust very seriously. Every single dollar you donate to Daily Hope goes right back into the ministry. You know that I don't take a salary from Daily Hope. You're never going to hear about Kay and me owning a private jet or some boat, because we want to invest as much as possible into God's kingdom, because that's what's going to matter for eternity. Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth." And I believe Jesus meant it when he said that. Now, we want Daily Hope to reach more and more people. So I would appreciate you prayerfully continuing your support of this ministry. Would you pray about it? Here's the prayer I want you to pray. God, what do you want to give through me? I would love to have you as a partner in hope.
It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.